Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey!
You know the business. Atlanta's over here. Heidi and Frank in LA. How y'all doing?
What's up, Atlanta?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Well, let's just say if you wanted to hear stories about Cardi B, we got you covered. And we're going to tell you about that later on. She confirmed that she and Offset secretly tied the knot last year, and she could give all you nosy people the details you need. And speaking of marriage, Nicole Kidman reveals the secret to a happy one. And yeah, if you want to see a whole bunch of naked athletes, guys and girls, we got you covered. Yes, inclusion. But first, let's talk about Tiffany Haddish. She sat down with Jada Pinkett Smith for a Red Table Talk, and that's all you need to know.
Oh, no.
When I was younger, anytime I would go on a date, I would ask a guy if I could see his penis.
Right.
And then I would pull out my disposable camera, and I'd ask him, can I take a picture of your penis? I'm like, I don't want your face or anything. I just want to remember your penis. And they be holding it in their hand, and then from their hands, you could see, like, dirty nails, dirty... And you can see, like, the tip of their penis usually matched their fingernails. It was a nice little coffee table conversation situation.
I'm going to be checking my nails right now.
I'm checking mine, too, you know, just because.
I just got my tip manicured.
Some guys probably have clean fingers and dirty penises.
I have a similar theory about women. Dirty car, dirty vagine.
I also have...
I
agree with you there, because you can't even keep that. But I'm also, and I know this probably isn't true, but also looking at a woman's fingernails, if her nail polish is chipped, I think stanky downstairs.
You better go on with that, honey.
Wow.
I know you didn't try to shave me, Miss Heidi.
I'm just saying.
Your nails chipped?
My nickname is Summer's Eve.
I mean, but if it occasionally chips, you just go get it fixed. It's not like you can do anything about that. That don't mean your pocketbook ain't squeaky clean.
You talking to two chipped bitches over here.
This is why.
With our chip.
All right, moving on, I guess, as we should. The Hollywood Chamber of Commerce has released the celebrities who are going to be getting the star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, my God, you're surprising me?
In 2019. Bring it in.
Oh, no.
Hey, what if we don't live that long?
Not you, not me, nobody in Atlanta. I guess some notable
on,
names.
You say that a little like this.
Not you, not me, nobody in Atlanta.
I can have a star, honey.
Well, you can if you've got $40,000 laying around. I guess anybody can have anybody.
You gotta buy it.
You gotta buy it.
Yeah, you gotta buy it. They don't give you that.
Ain't gonna be able to do it.
Some notable names in the film category for 2019 include Kristen Bell.
Okay.
Tyler Perry.
Okay.
All right. Daniel Craig, that's James Bond.
I already had one.
Anne Hathaway, Lupita Nyong'o, and Robert De Niro.
Damn, what took Robert De Niro so long?
Yeah.
All right, so let's move on to TV. We're on TV.
Yeah.
So are we 2019?
No.
It's Alvin and the Chipmunks. And again, why now? Why wasn't Alvin and the Chipmunks already on there? Candace Bergen, Terrence Howard.
Okay.
Lucy Liu, Terrence Howard, I mean.
Lucy Liu don't have one?
I hope they put Terrence Howard on Main Street.
So I guess anybody, it says, can nominate a celeb or a star. Fans, studios, managers, they just have to pay the $40,000. So
to nominate them?
You. Anybody
so if
can
anyone
nominate.
Wants to start a GoFundMe.
Go fund yourself.
Go fund you.
Well, up next, Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban just celebrated their 12th wedding anniversary.
Oh.
In an interview with Parade magazine,
She
revealed the secrets of their happy marriage, and that is, we've never texted.
Really?
Yes. Oh. She said, we talk all the time and we FaceTime, but we just don't text because I feel like texting can be misrepresentative at times.
Yep.
And I've had the thing where I reread text and I'm like, what does this mean?
Yeah.
And then read it to somebody and go, can you interpret that? I don't want that between my lover and I. We just do voice to voice or skin to skin, as nice. We always say.
Oh, that's right.
Well, hang on nice. A second. Here's what, say, I'm the total opposite. I think texting can be fun and flirty and sexy, and I think FaceTime, in my relationship anyway, that could ruin a relationship.
Yeah, you should stay away from FaceTime.
Right, because it's like, oh, I'm going to FaceTime you. I have no makeup on.
I should know what you look like from the start if you live with them.
Yeah. No. I should love you now.
But these people ain't from America, like, so they don't really operate in the same, like, you know, like, relationship stresses in which we operate.
Yeah,
like
that's right.
See,
everything's
do
opposite.
I can't do too much of the talking on the phone. Like, I want to see you. You right. need, if we're in Atlanta, you need to come meet me.
So you'd rather see him face to face.
Oh, yes, I need to see you face to face.
But Portia, are you always made up and ready? Like, sometimes maybe you don't want him to see you because you're not done up.
You got to break him in early, Heidi.
Oh.
I break him in early.
Take those lashes off. You're
the
real me.
Yes. You're going to see me without my makeup early. Yep. Take it in. These are dark circles.
This
okay.
is what it is.
This is a breakout, okay? But this is still popping, so you ain't going
right.
nowhere.
Yes.
Well, guys, now that we know about Cardi B and Offset's secret marriage, mm-hmm. she's confirming how it happened.
Oh, how did it?
Yes, I know we all been waiting on this. Now, Cardi confirmed that they woke up in the morning in September, and they just by whim decided, hey, let's get married.
Oh,
well, good for them.
Right? Yes. Now, they said forget a church or forget the courthouse. They did it right there in the bedroom. The only witness was her cousin. Now, at the time, Cardi was not pregnant, and they had the officiant right there, and he married them right there in the bedroom.
Okay.
Right? So, Cardi tweeted, so now since you little nosy no, at least you can stop saying I had a baby out of wedlock.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, then why didn't she come clean sooner if she was even worried about that? Like, why the secret marriage? Is it to make it more exciting for them? Like, no one knows. The sex is going to be so hot. It's so taboo. People don't think we're married. I mean,
you know, with all the things she was setting up, like, between the music and the album and all that, it seemed like that would have dominated the conversation all the way leading up to it, and you can't really promote your other stuff.
I completely understand that. I got married when my wife was pregnant with my son, and I didn't tell anybody that I was married or even had a kid until 9 years later. He was 9 years old when I finally revealed the story. I mean, so Cardi B's way ahead of the game.
That's a little extreme, Frank. I don't even know what to say.
Okay. And
I wouldn't expect that.
He got married in his backyard, but didn't tell anybody it was a wedding. So I'm like at his wedding, which I think is a backyard barbecue, and like jean shorts and a tank top, and he's all dolled up, and I'm like, I feel
and she's
stupid.
Dressed just like the bride. Jean shorts and a tank top.
Wow.
I was like, this is
her day, Heidi. Why'd you have to wear that? Last night's NBA awards had some notable highlights. Ben Simmons won Rookie of the Year, and James Harden won MVP. But the big talk of the night was Bill Russell.
What'd he do?
Well, Charles Barkley introduced Oscar Robertson for the Lifetime Achievement Award. He decided to thank other NBA legends for their contributions, and this is how Bill Russell responded.
We got Mr. Bill Russell. Thank you.
Yeah!
Dang, it's like filthy Morgan Freeman.
Now, Bill later tweeted an apology saying, sorry, everyone, I forgot it was live TV, and I can't help myself whenever I see Charles. It's just a pure instinct.
Yes.
To give him the one finger salute.
Listen, he's 84 years old. I think you make it into your 80s. Do whatever you want. Don't apologize for it.
You can flip off kids and puppies.
Yes,
don't
man.
Even give a damn.
I know y'all know this man could care less about that finger. His publicist wrote that, honey.
Yeah, okay. I don't think anyone who's 84 is on Twitter. He probably wrote a letter to Twitter, and Twitter posted it on his behalf.
Exactly.
ESPN's body issue is out, and after the break, we get to see some nudity.
Ooh. Oh, all right.
Y'all some freaks.
Put your pants back on, Gary.
Oh, my.
Oh, why?
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. Welcome.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it turns out that Kanye is is too rich to scream.
What? Uh-oh. Scream is only for poor people?
Yeah, the rapper told the New York Times that his wife, Kim Kardashian, tried to get him to do a scream therapy. Well, Kanye was worried about the scream part. He said, I was so self-conscious about the nanny and the housekeeper that I didn't want them to hear me screaming in the living room. He went on to say, I think that's such a metaphor of something for the existence of so-called well-off people that they're not really well-off. They won't even scream in their own house.
Yeah, that's crazy. And the nanny and the housekeeper, he paying them scream.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm going to do whatever I want to do in my house. You don't like it, you can get out.
And that is true. As big as that house is, there has to be a crawl space, a large closet.
Okay.
Yeah. Yell into a box.
Earthquake protection room.
But you know, that tell you right there that they have somebody at that house working all the time.
He but really you sure never see him on the TV shows.
That's true.
You don't ever see not one nanny.
No, you may have seen like Kim's assistant a couple times. Yeah. But you never see a nanny. They always hands-on the camera.
Well, Kanye also opened up about being scared that Kim would leave him after going on TV claiming slavery was a choice.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I don't understand. Why he scared she gonna leave him? I mean, she had all the black men she could want, and he the last one with all the babies.
Well, he said, I called different family members and was asking, you know, was Kim thinking about leaving me after TMZ? So that was a real conversation.
Gary, I have to side with you on this one. You know, I raised up their marriage like
yes,
this.
Yes, you do.
But some seem a little shaky.
Three babies later.
Right.
Something going on, y'all.
Yeah, well, she must be. She ain't for the I mean, she
no, that's right. That's the real language.
That's the real
she
language.
Well, moving on, it's time for
Tattoo or Tattoo.
Demi Lovato, everybody loves her, right? Well, she got a free tattoo on her finger to celebrate sobriety. She literally got the word free on her pinky. Oh, well, here's the cool thing. She didn't do it by herself. Her whole team got the word free tattooed on their fingers as well.
Cute.
Just to, like, you know, as a sign of support.
Yeah. You know, my cousin and I, Tiffany, we have the same tattoo. And so she basically got it with me. I got this after my divorce. It's a butterfly that's for freedom, like reborn, like
okay. New life. How does hers look?
The exact same.
And
the
what does hers mean?
Same.
Is it for your freedom or for her own
I
meaning?
Never asked her how she explains her tattoo,
oh,
ever.
Oh, Lord. Mine to say free your mind.
She just tell people Portia made me do it.
No.
That's what she says.
She's somewhere trying to rub it off.
She had a tattoo remover place like
okay, right now.
Every time y'all hang out, she draw it back in.
Oh, God.
Well, all right, y'all, honey. Finally, a reason to care about sports. Now, ESPN, y'all, put out their annual body issue. Hot sports stars take off their clothes and pose very carefully. Now, who is this Saquon Barkley?
I don't know, but he looked good.
Yes.
Saquon,
yes.
That's what I thought we was talking about at first,
yes,
darling.
Yes, man. Those are some nice rounded muscles, honey.
Yes.
Oh, they got the loop-de-loos in the stomach area.
Pecs and nips is in the right place.
Yeah, it is, yes.
Now, Greg Norman looks the best to me, though.
He's
Greg
nice
Norman.
And tight, I tell you that.
Yeah. Who, Greg Norman?
Greg Norman, he's the golf guy.
This man has to be at least 60-something.
He sure is Greg
look
Norman.
Look at his body.
Look at his thighs.
And look at his abs.
His body looks good, but he is wrinkly and veiny.
That ain't wrinkly,
he's just a
girl.
Little older, that's
mm-mm, he got cankles, too.
Oh, y'all gonna leave him. That man look good. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Nah, I love Sue and Megan, honey. They look amazing.
Who it is now?
Sue Bird and Megan rapping.
Oh, they do look cute. What's
they look
volleyball?
Really nice.
Like the Wendy and Lisa of female sports.
Who is this? Oh, Carl Anthony.
I guess he played basketball. He holding the rim, Gary.
Oh, Carl Anthony Towns. He looks like a big lurch.
He do. He tall like a lanky like Phil Jackson.
Oh, is that what them tall men look like naked?
Carl
not
Anthony.
All of them, girl. He just look.
I don't like his chest.
He look like
I don't
a
like
grass.
His arms.
Let me get off this man.
He out there trying to give y'all his best.
Know,
y'all got nothing but unlimited slander.
Well, coming up, Khloe Kardashian opens up about staying with Tristan.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Yes, honey. Khloe Kardashian is finally speaking out about why she stayed with that damn cheating Thompson. I mean,
not cheating Thompson.
Tristan Thompson. Y'all forgot his name. Anyway, honey, a fan tweeted her disappointment in Khloe and said, I love, adore, and root for Khloe Kardashian, but I'm so disappointed that she stayed with that waste man, Tristan. Ooh. She preaches about women knowing their self-worth and when to walk away, but when it's time to walk, don't walk, honey. She's a hypocrite.
Well, you can't beat her up like that, because like, it's different if you're just in a relationship with somebody that cheated on you and y'all broke up, but they do have a kid together, and apparently she feels like the relationship is somewhat salvageable.
Well, here's the problem. I can't stand when people act like you can't give advice unless you deal in your own life the same way. She can encourage other women to walk away in their type of situations if that's what's right for them. Right now, for her, she may feel it's right to work it out with her man.
Well, she needs to tell on women that, girl, work it out with your man, honey, if that's right for you, not to walk away.
But it may not be regardless. That man may not be a basketball player.
Oh, and this is the deal.
Okay, so you might want to walk away from Leroy.
From Radio Shack?
Yeah, from Radio Shack. Yeah, you might got to let him go.
Well, anyway, Khloe wrote, not exactly Queen Persia. You have no knowledge of what goes on in our household or the enormous rebuilding this takes to even coexist. I'm proud of my strength. I appreciate your opinion, and I hope you hold that same opinion to everyone else who has stayed in situations.
I didn't expect that.
Neither did I.
Well, she probably getting attacked from left and right,
but
it is always easier to give other people advice than it is to take advice yourself. I mean, like, how often do you hear people, man, well, if that was me, what I would have did, and then, like, in real life, they probably would have done none of that.
You never break up the first time. And you got to plot the next time. Hell, you plot. Your ass did this here. Oh, just wait. And now you start plotting it, honey. You start stealing damn money.
But if you had money.
You start stealing money.
You show damn business.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Yep, and this deal is nice and fresh. Check out this Big Boss 700-watt juicer. It makes fresh juices, homemade soups, baby food, sauces, and more. The juicer comes with an extra large feeder tube that lets you juice whole fruits without cutting them up first, and comes with a pusher that keeps your hands safe and free.
Ooh, pusher, this is just in time
this
for you to make baby
so
food,
nice.
Too.
Oh, yes, Gary, because I'm pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, God, don't start that.
And it doesn't take up a lot of space.
All over the blog. How much is it?
The Big Boss 700-watt juicer has been priced as high as $80.
What?
Yeah. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $39.
What, $30 for nine for all of
you? No way.
Gary, enough for you to buy for all your friends.
Yeah, every queen gonna be juiced.
That's right, guys. I'm so glad you're excited. Just head over to morningsave.com for this great deal. After the break, we'll tell you which football star still drives a crappy car, even though he's rich.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. What does the second highest paid player in the NFL drive?
Like a Maybach or something, or a Bentley.
No, sorry. It is an old beat-up van. Yes, Kirk Cousins, he makes $84 million playing quarterback for the Vikings. Uh-huh. Just signed the contract, and he drives the 2000 GMC Savannah. He paid $5,000 for this van, bought it from his grandma, and I have a similar story. My first car I purchased from my grandma. Mm-hmm. She drove a 1971 Ford Maverick Grabber, and it was horrible. So basically, in high school, instead of a purity ring, I had a purity car.
And the irony of it all is it's called Grabber, and she didn't let you grab her anywhere. You're like, that's never happening, right?
There was nothing getting grabbed in that car.
Mm-hmm.
What was your first car?
Not to brag, but it was a 1985 Renault Encore.
Did you know how to pronounce that until you moved out to Los Angeles? Because it was your first car in Indiana. What'd you call it?
Renault.
The Renault.
The Renault.
Yeah.
Yep. And then I came out here and somebody goes, oh, the Renault. And I went, Renault. Right. Yeah. Of course.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com for today's great deal. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.